Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
The use of drug seizures as a means towards curbing drug supply may not be an effective way to reduce harm or protect society. Indeed, drug seizures like that might cause more harm than they prevent. That's according to Dr. Ian Marder, who's Assistant Professor in Criminology at Maynooth University School of Law and Criminology, who joins me now on the line. I'm also joined by Tony Gallagher, who's a former Garda Inspector and Risk Security and Event Manager at Ashtree Risk Group. You're both very welcome to the programme. Dr. Ian Marder, I might come to you first of all, because you've been writing about this in the journal, a very interesting article. And you've looked at the research and you say we should question why we invest so much in terms of resources into drug seizures. Why?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cormac. I think a big issue for policing is that society and politics put so much pressure on the police to achieve so many things. So much of that is really beyond their control. And we accuse them of failing when they haven't cured all of society's ails. I mean, this is something that happens all over the world, and it's really unfair on police forces. So I think what I'm looking at here with some of this work, and as the government decides what to do following the Citizens Assembly, is I think it's worth looking globally to see how laws and policies and practices have evolved and changed. And then also, luckily, we can use scientific methods or existing research and work with the police. The police are usually partners in a lot of this work to assess the consequences of any changes and then compare that to the consequences of the current practices.
Okay, so just to be absolutely clear, are you saying it's pointless or near pointless to go after drug seizures like that?
What I'm saying is that when the police seize slightly more drugs or there's some variation in the amount of drugs that are seized in a given year, it is not necessarily obvious that small increases in that has the effect of reducing harm to society, because police seizures can do things like increase violence in the supply chains. They don't necessarily reduce the availability. In fact, they can make some of the problems emerge when the supply of drugs in a local area might be destabilized by seizures. So it's simply to question the merits of that in the context of this is a political and a policy decision of how do we invest our resources in reducing drug harms.
Okay.
I think police all over the world. No, go on. Sorry.
I was just going to say, can you give me a line on that, an explainer? Why would a police drug seizure increase availability or violence?
Well, a police drug seizure might increase violence because if someone is arrested who is involved in supply, that creates an opportunity for other people to fight over control of profitable black markets. And it's not necessarily that police seizures would increase availability, but it's that the amount that is seized by the police is such a small proportion and more can come in so much that it doesn't necessarily play a significant or meaningful role in decreasing availability.
Okay, and you talk about the volatility of the drugs market as well as a result of seizures sometimes, that sometimes drugs become far more potent than traditionally they were.
Absolutely. And that's a real problem. I mean, I don't think anyone wants to consume drugs that are adulterated or that are so strong or unpredictable. People would much prefer to be able to consume things that are predictable or that are not as dangerous when they use them. But what we have in under prohibition is what we call the iron law of prohibition. And what that says is that when something is prohibited, something that people consume, it incentivizes basically either the use or the supply of things that are much stronger, much purer, or very, very potent alternatives. And we've seen that with very high strength MDMA in circulation in recent years, and in particular at Electric Picnic recently. Mm-hmm. And we've also seen the increase in the use of things that are similar to heroin, but are actually much more dangerous because they're much more potent.
Okay, so if drug seizures are not the best use of police resources or time, what should be done?
Yeah, the police can play a really, really important role in harm reduction. And we can look to different countries to see things that the police have done around, you know, having multi-agency work with public health and mental health and drug addiction service providers. Police can play a huge role around culture and prevention. And indeed, you know, there are other organizations, other services that can play a really important role as well. And so that's the question of, you know, what can we reasonably expect which organizations to do? And I think that, you know, there are a lot of countries that have changed what they have done in recent years, and we can look to those and see what have been the consequences of that.
Okay, stay with me, Dr. Ian Marder. I'm joined by Tony Gallagher, who's a former Gorda inspector as well. Tony, you're very welcome. What do you make of what Dr. Marder is saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's some very interesting points there. I mean, it is a huge problem. You can see the scale of the seizures in recent months and the cash amounts that goes with it. So it's a very, very big problem. And it's very welcome and it's staggering to see it. And I think it's very necessary that that supply is interrupted. But what we don't see is we don't see an interruption of the trade at street level, because at any given time, you can walk down O'Connell Street or Austin Quay more predominantly, and you will see the street dealers exchanging money and drugs quite audaciously as well. So that never seems to stop. And to my view is, I think in parallel, the Gardaí High Visibility Patrols have to tackle the smaller drug dealers on the street to try and eradicate the problem at that level. Because I was recently standing on O'Connell Bridge, giving directions to two American tourists. Mm. Standing behind me was a guy with a wad of 50 euro notes and another person with drugs. And I was trying to obstruct a view of the tourists so that they wouldn't see it.
So you're saying,
so it's a real problem.
Instead of or along with drug seizures at a macro level, you're saying the Gardaí should go after smaller dealers on the streets.
Yes, and too often we've seen very ambitious units formed, but they go on to a kind of a national level. And it's a pity in a way, because they are very good. Mm. But focus on where it is happening for the perception of public safety.
Okay.
Look at O'Connell Street.
Let me go back to Dr. Ian Marder on that. Also focus on smaller dealers on the streets. What do you make of that, Ian?
Yeah, I suppose there's a couple of things there. I mean, one of them is that across Europe, where drug consumption has remained either relatively stable in recent years, or, you know, the consumption of some drugs have gone up and others have gone down. But any phenomenon that we see now, like, for example, you know, street dealing, or, for example, increases in the use of cocaine, all of that has happened under the prohibition approach. So in a situation where the possession of drugs is illegal, you have the outcomes that you have in the current situation. So I do agree that, you know, people need to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And that it is problematic, you know, especially when people end up, you know, committing crime to support an addiction, or, you know, it would also be problematic.
I just wonder, Ian, if I may interject there for a second, if we have this cocaine problem in Ireland with the resources and time, police time put into drug seizures, what would we have if you didn't put that investment into drug seizures and prevention? Surely there would be a free-for-all in cocaine.
Well, I don't think so, because, you know, where countries have decriminalized the possession of drugs, you haven't necessarily seen an increase in consumption. And also, I think
Go on, Tony.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the case that seizures have a significant impact on supply.
Okay.
So, I mean, even under a situation where huge amounts are being seized, as a proportion of the overall supply, it's very, very small.
Okay, Tony.
Yeah, no, I mean, if we're into the area of there, do we legalize these drugs and that? And I can tell you one thing, I've seen the effects of cocaine, and the effects of cocaine will really, really up the aggression of the offender. I've seen people sensibly beaten to almost death as a result of cocaine abuse. And then the very same suspects, they don't remember what they did the next day. it raises aggression levels, and then you have crack cocaine and the variations of cocaine, where maybe the pure stuff isn't coming through. I would agree what your other speaker has said there. There are substitutes for it. But if you take a step towards legalizing drugs, first of all, you have to have a restriction, because most people will conform, and they will conform because they know there's a sanction. It'll mm-hmm. inhibit them to travel or get a visa. But if you make it all legalized, then an awful lot more people will take it.
Okay.
There'll be a lot more health issues and your hospitals will be full.
I'd love to know what people think. Should we continue down the prevention and prohibition route, or should we look again and try harm reduction and a multi-agency approach and promotion of health and a culture of prevention and education? Let me know what you think. But for the moment, Dr. Ian Marder, Assistant Professor in Criminology at Maynooth University School of Law and Criminology, and Tony Gallagher, former Gards Inspector and Risk, Security and Event Manager with Ashtree Risk Group. Thank you both very much indeed. 51551.